Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether a local government can fine homeless people for sleeping in public parks. Stephen Portnoy is joining us now. He's been following this. Stephen, what is at stake here?
Well, what's at stake here is the ability of cities to enforce their own laws against vagrancy and homelessness. Yesterday, the High Court heard the case of Grants Pass, Oregon, a tiny town well south of Portland, with a population of about 40,000, that has had a homeless encampment problem. And over the years, or really over the last decade, Grants Pass has tried to encourage people to take advantage of a rescue mission in town. Now, there are not enough beds at that rescue mission for all the people who are sleeping in tents in public parks. And that was an issue that came up yesterday, and it led to some of the conservative justices expressing sympathy for those people, namely Brett Kavanaugh, who also mentioned the fact that if people go to jail for violating this law, they might wind up out of jail and then still find themselves on the streets with nowhere to go because there might not be enough beds at the homeless shelter. He goes, how does this help? But on the whole, the court's conservative majority did seem inclined to uphold the law because the argument was it shouldn't be for the courts to decide, that it's a policy matter for local officials to weigh. And in particular, the question is whether forcing people not to sleep on the street violates the constitutional prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. And why would that be? Because in 1962, the Supreme Court ruled that you can't make drug addiction illegal because drug addiction is a status. The use of drugs you can make illegal, but the fact that someone is a drug addict isn't of itself illegal because that would be something that a person can't control. The question that the justices tried to answer yesterday is whether homelessness is a status in a similar way or whether it's a function of a person's choices and circumstances. Samuel Alito, the conservative justice, said that it seemed to him that homelessness was a function of choices people make or refuse to make. And several times it was noted that in some cases the people in Grants Pass who are homeless choose not to use the rescue mission beds for a variety of reasons, including the fact the lead plaintiff in the case didn't want to leave her dog. So these are issues that the justices seem to argue in the main should be left to local policymakers. But the three liberal justices were outspoken in their opposition to the law. Sonia Sotomayor asked, where are they supposed to sleep? Are they supposed to kill themselves not sleeping? Elena Kagan said, it seemed to her that sleeping is just like breathing and that you wouldn't make breathing illegal in public.
Well, Stephen, thank you for the update. Stephen Portnoy joining us with the latest on the Supreme Court case they're hearing now dealing with homeless.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.